So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So then the next bit is finding investors. Now, as I've said before, should you find the investor first or should you find the deal first? I always like to find investors and I like to source to order. It's just what we prefer to do. It's much easier to go out and find someone who's got 30 grand, 40 grand, 50 grand. They're sat there, they don't know what to do with it. It's like, well, okay, I want to get into property. I want to buy more property. But for whatever reason, they haven't got the time to go out and actually do that stuff. For whatever reason, it could be the doctor, they're just so busy healing the sick, working on £14.50 an hour if they're a junior doctor. They should get more money, really, let's face it. So, it doesn't matter who they are, what they do, what the reason is. There are plenty of people out there that are looking for deals right now. Now, the deal doesn't have to be a below market value deal. We don't go out and sell below market value deals anymore. We sell cash flow deals, cash flow value deals, which means they have to put money in. But like we had a deal and we did a video on this and we got a lot of abuse for it, actually. And it was 30 grand down and I think it was 1500 quid a month for life. And people are like, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. And you could. It was 100 grand. So you're £20,000 down, needed 15 grand's worth or 10 grand's worth of work doing to it to do the HMO conversion. Who's literally going to pull out 1500 quid a month, I think it was, for life, right? Like that's after mortgage payments and after utility bill payments, although utility bills admittedly weren't as high as they were today. So maybe you might only make, I don't know, £1,000 on that deal. But you can find those deals. And we found a deal for a guy, exactly what he was looking for. He had the 30 grand sat there and we found him that deal and we did the deal and he lives happily ever after, making that money for the rest of his life until he's either paying the mortgage off or he has to refinance it or whatever happens in that deal. But are those investors out there, are people out there right now that have been made redundant and got 100 grand in the bank and now they're panicking because they don't want to spend that 100 grand, but they have to find a way of making a living. And would making £1,000 a month on maybe 30 grand down, well, they can buy three of those deals. Suddenly now they're making 3 grand a month. Is that going to change their lives? Absolutely. Do those people exist? Of course they do. Is it difficult finding them? Of course it bloody well is. They're not just hanging around on street corners with 100 grand waiting to give it to you. You've got to go out and you've got to network and you've got to go find these people. But before you go and network and find these people, you have to be recognizant. You have to recognize that these people exist. And when you recognize that these people exist, you've got to go out and press the flesh. Get your business cards and go meet people and identify them first of all and then qualify them afterwards. You know, what sort of deal are you looking for? When, what sort of time scale? Have you got the funds available? Have you got proof of funds? All this stuff's really, really important. But can you find the investors? Of course you can. They're all out there. Can you find the deals? Of course you can. They're all out there.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.